Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen yet all-encompassing. The InfoWar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The InfoWar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
For the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the InfoWar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the InfoWar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
And it really is the fight for humanity. We really are at the center of the zeitgeist, covering the real issues decades before it emerged from the shadows to trample us under its tyrannical feet. So the good news is there's an exponential awakening globally. And the United States is right at the epicenter of this fight. And Americans are discovering how many foreign corporate and national interests are manipulating our country and sucking us dry. That's a very positive thing. But just because the public's woken up doesn't mean that they've gotten a complex depth or understanding of the different players, the different angles. It's my job, my guest job, and my journalist and crew's job to try to be as accurate as we can and cover what we believe is the most important issues and to cover all the other side issues as well that tie into it. And a case point example of this is that I don't engage in hype. I cover a lot of bombshell stuff, which is interesting enough on its own. Even populist conservative talk show host this morning, as I tuned in a few shows and noticed it. This is a tactic. They said, oh, new Epstein stuff release coming up. Steve Bannon's in the files. And when you saw the corporate media headlines, it was he met with him at least once. And, oh, emails. And they don't tell you until five pages in what the emails are. And it's Steve Bannon coming to do an TV interview with him. That's what he does. And it's Steve Bannon saying, sending out mass emails to people, including him, saying we need to put pressure on Jerome Powell to get interest rates cut. And this is 9 years ago, 8 years ago. But see, I'm not going to say, ooh, coming up, Steve Bannon in the files. No, I'm not going to do that. And then everybody, ooh, Steve Bannon, he's in the files. And so, because you're in the files, it's, you know, you're screwing kids. No, it's just giant tranches of lawsuits and cases and emails, but that's how this innuendo works. And they're doing the same thing to Trump, and everything they've released exonerates him. Plus, we already know the backstory. I already knew all this stuff. But that's just one of the stories. I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. The globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people, the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight. Some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated. Chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no. And we're valiantly fighting because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I'm going to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this. And the future is so dark if you don't, but we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And they're little minions. Most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed that you've honored us by joining us today. Please remember, you hold all the keys to the Great Awakening. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, from the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, from Infowars.com/show. Tell folks about the local radio station or TV station, and tell those you share it with those they share it with, and so on and so forth. That creates the chain reaction. Just take the live feed from the top of X right now. And people might not have that, so put that link, and then put a link to Infowars.com/show or link to Rumble and say, hey, here's a forbidden show. Critical information. The bad guys fight around the clock to take us off the air. And when you find this to be empowering and helpful, please share it with everybody else you know. That's how this works. All right. Here's the deal. Everybody knows I just call it like it is. Balls and strikes. And I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, what was in the so-called Epstein files that Congress in the last few months subpoenaed from the DOJ. And most of it's already been out and been public. And it's everything we already knew. And it all exonerates President Trump. But that's not the way the media is taking the headlines and spinning it. So my job is not to defend Trump when he's doing something that's not defendable. My job is to just analyze the facts. And Trump has zero connection to anything illegal with Epstein. He was the first guy that dropped a dime on him for his first conviction. We know the whole story up one side and down the other from Jeffrey that worked at Mar-a-Lago, the most famous victim that recently died, that nope, Trump never did anything to her, never was with him alone, never any of that. And that's the emails they released with Epstein talking to Wolf, the anti-Trump writer. And he's like, nope, Trump wasn't involved, nope, Trump was mad at me, nope. Mar-a-Lago was mad they kicked me out, but, you know, he knew. Yeah, he knew I was, you know, targeting her. Well, yeah, that's why he kicked you out of the club. But they write the headline that, ooh, Epstein says Trump knew. Well, damn right, that's why I dropped a dime on him. And then, oh, in emails, they talk about going and looking at some real estate a couple times. That's already been out decades ago. They fought over properties they were buying. They're both in real estate. That's what Trump does. You see him like a thumb, you know, slobbering when he goes around and looks at construction sites and the White House and all. He just loves it. So that's what he does. He's a real estate magnate. Family business. So now the new thing, because again, they're like, oh, we're going to release it all. Oh, actually, drip, 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 drip. The best they've got is the stuff they've released. And now, ooh, Steve Bannon's in there. And I know, you know, the Epstein thing up one side and down the other, backwards and forwards, so I already knew what it would be when I read it. He had at least one meeting with him in New York. Yeah, for a TV interview. That's what he does. Oh, Steve Bannon, he was in emails with him. And he's like, hey, can you put pressure, get any of your buddies to help get rid of Powell? We really need to cut interest rates. I've never had a communication with Steve Bannon, and I've had him for many, 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 many years. It isn't just, we need to take action on this. We need to take action on that. Everybody you know to help do this. I mean, that's just it, what you see on air is what you get behind the scenes. 18 hours a day, just like me, running around fighting the globalists. That's it. And but, yo, the headlines, ooh, met with him, ooh, emails. And you read them, got them right here. And it's, hey, you got to put pressure on everybody you know. We really got to get rid of Powell. That was 8 years ago. Well, imagine the White House chief of staff trying to mobilize powerful people to get rid of the Federal Reserve head. And it's like, oh, shocking revelations. Oh, my goodness. And you read, it is nothing burger on top of nothing burger on top of nothing burger. But what is not a nothing burger, because I call balls and strikes, is Trump coming in and many public statements, another one on True Social yesterday, saying the Epstein thing is a hoax, a distraction from the Democrats and the shutdown, all their corruption, which is true. They're doing this as a distraction, but it's not true that the Epstein whole thing is a hoax. You dropping a dime on Epstein, Trump, is not a hoax. All these other big billionaires, mainly Democrats, and Bill Gates, and the head of Harvard, Larry Summers, all of them, and the Mossad head, Barack, Ehud, Barack, all of it's real. And so Trump, a few times after we put some pressure on him nicely. I'm not going to get into the behind the story, but Roger Stone went and stayed at the White House, sat on the White House for 8 days. And, you know, as Trump came out and said, listen, I'm the guy that dropped the dime on him. Listen, I'm the, yeah, I'm not saying the whole thing's a hoax. I'm saying the Democrats trying to connect me to it is a hoax. But then he's right back to where he was. And I told you back at the time, whenever Elon came out and whenever, you know, the Republicans were trying to drive Elon out, which was so popular, Doge was so popular with the public, had his highest ratings ever, Trump did. They were getting a great job done, but it scared the Republican establishment because the cuts were so big and they wanted to be the ones in charge that they successfully ran Elon out of there. And I told all the, you know, Trump worshipers, I said, this is going to bite us in the ass. We need Elon. We need his focus, his media operation, his money. The guy is 100% going after the left, not just here, but around the world. I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And it was two camps. We're with Elon or we're with Trump. I was like, how about we stop this? It's destructive. And now they're back being friends. And, you know, he let his NASA head come in. Obviously, the right move. Elon's a genius and all that, which really means Elon's ahead of NASA. But that's not enough. We need to fire the bat signal. We need to bring Elon back. We need to recharge Doge. And I know his stock dropped. He got attacked. All the death threats behind the scenes. I know about some of that went on. I mean, Elon was a trooper. And he was taking one for the team and then got pissed on by the Republicans. And they ran him out of there. Now Trump realizes that was a mistake, so he's trying to bring him back. Bring him all the way back. Now, Mark Mitchell is undoubtedly the best pollster in the world. He's the head of Rasmussen Polling. They've got studies by third-party groups. Look it up. In wide-spectrum polling, and they do a lot of unorthodox stuff as well, and there's a lot of other metrics that he then, as a former top executive, you know, moves into that his analysis, just like I do. A lot of factors. It's more of an art form than a science. He continues to nail it. Just 4 months ago, Trump had the highest approval ratings ever had. We were riding high. And now in the last week, he's been hitting the emergency button. The lights are flashing red. And notice, I've been saying this for the last few weeks, now tomorrow's news today, all over the place, every major poll. And I don't just believe all these polls, but in the aggregate, that's a real signal. Trump has the lowest approval rating ever. Let's put it on screen from Drudge. 36% if you do an index of the polls. And that's because the American people like anti-establishment. They want action. And yeah, they also want instant gratification, particularly young people. But they'll not go with instant gratification if they get to see establishment globalists vaporized, politically burned up, torn into pieces. That's what they want. That's what I want. I'll live under a bridge to see Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Brennan in prison. I mean, I'm serious. If I could guarantee that the deep state would be dismantled and they'd be destroyed and we could turn this around, I would say they had a big wood chipper going, an industrial wood chipper. And they said, and literally God appeared in front of me, or an angel, and it was 100%, you know, Alex, if you throw yourself headfirst into that wood chipper, right now the enemy's defeated. I wouldn't even think. I'd just be like, a Marine jumping on a hand grenade. I'd be like, right into the wood chipper. Okay? I mean, I'm totally committed to this. These people are pure evil. They've got to be defeated. Countless billions of humans will be freed by this. Future generations, I mean, we're at the crossroads. So I'm fully committed to all this, and I need Trump to succeed. But parades of corporate executives bowing down to Trump and announcing how they're doing this to cut prices and that, that's all fine and dandy. But people still go to the store, and the inflation is still bad. Now, it's not as bad as it was under Biden. It slowed some, but it's still super high. So, okay, it's the increase slowed a lot, something like 80%, depending on the numbers. But we were already totally getting screwed. So it's already so high, people think of that as prices going down. And some prices have, and energy prices have, and Trump's making all the right moves. It does take time. But it's the messaging. And I'm serious when I say this, because things have kind of become idiocracy. So we've got to be really smart about policy, implement it, be very brainy at that. But, I mean, if Trump just did like Kid Rock did, and say had an ice sculpture of Jerome Powell, or an ice sculpture, you know, of some globalist, and started beating it with a sledgehammer, he'd get a 10% boost. And you're like, wait, Alex, you don't want violence. You don't want rhetoric. You don't want to turn it up. Well, here's the problem. The public's so dumbed down. That's why the left's running around saying kill everybody. That's why the left's running around saying murder everyone, civil war. Because, A, that's the Podesta plan. And, B, that's what their constituents want. And I'm not saying Trump has to go that far. He's just got to get hardcore. Because his actions are revolutionary. But the delivery is very corporate. And people are seeing this, and note to Trump, don't have Larry Ellison or Bill Gates at the White House. Note to Trump, stop saying the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. Remember what it got explained to you? How you were the one that exposed it and all that? It's on record. Remember, I know you don't care. It's a distraction for you. But remember, Roger came and met with you and was like, you went out and people went, oh, yeah, because it was true. So the Democrats are disgorging all of this stuff. And this is all they got. A bunch of innuendo. A bunch of distractions. And I don't want to spend all day on Epstein, but I want to put a bookend on it with this. This disaster of Pam Bondi saying we're releasing the whole file, and they release old information with the stupid binders. Then they go raid the New York offices of, you know, Comey's daughter, Southern District of New York, and they get the files, and it's all just the stuff they left in there, cherry-picked, and there's nothing bad in there, but it doesn't matter. They're still going to spin it. And then not releasing it, because Trump was informed that they just left innuendo in there about him and his wife and people. That was a terrible response. And then having the deer in the headlights interview 6 months ago with Bongino and Patel saying, oh, no, actually Epstein killed himself. Who's telling him to go out and do that? Whoever the PR people are at the FBI, we know who they are, they're Democrat holdovers, are setting you up. They're telling you, we're the experts in PR, go out and do this. Anybody with half a brain could tell you those are disastrous advice you're being given. It was Carl Serafin 6 months ago said, no, or longer, they're being set up. They're being given bad advice. Here's who's doing it. And they are. And so the people giving Trump the advice to say and do the things he's doing are the bad guys. Now, here's the final point on this. I'm going to move on. The head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, came to Trump when he was president-elect. They knew he was be the head of the CIA coming up. He was former head of national intelligence, Gabbard's job now. And said, no, the CIA is involved with Epstein, money laundering, all sorts of clandestine operations. The young girls was just a side hustle. Mossad heavily involved. MI6 heavily involved. The King of England's brother, all of them involved. We can use this as leverage. Plus, you know, it's old, statute of limitations, all this stuff. We suggest you just deep six this. And so Trump made the decision to then move on from a bigger fish to fry and said that. He goes, we got a lot of bigger problems to deal with. This is old news. Most of it's Democrat disinfo because that's what it was. You're seeing it now, what they're releasing. There's nothing, just the way they spin it. But he still obliquely joined the cover-up then. You know, not directly. I don't think they sat around in a room and said, well, I'm going to be involved in a cover-up. No, it's just like, yeah, this is a bunch of crap. It's a big mess. Move on. Same thing he said in public. I know Trump well. That's what happened here. But with the public, it put a big, giant chink in your armor. And then because you can't deliver people out of the giant economic fiasco you inherited, immediately they got issues. And then we've got the other type statements about, you know, that we just don't have enough talented people in America. It's statements like that that are going to wreck us, because I'm going to criticize Trump to try to get him back on track when there's an issue. But everybody knows this. If he doesn't succeed in his economic plan that is excellent and is night and day compared militarily, culturally, the border, security, trying to rehabilitate our morale. If Trump doesn't succeed, and everybody understands, because it's so fashionable to attack him, so fashionable, you know, to spend all your time going after him, because the Democrats will promote you because they want to schism, and a lot of Republicans are pissed off, so they're all for it. I mean, if I came out here and said, screw Donald Trump, F him, I'm done, why, the Democrats would drop their lawsuits against me, and I'd have huge ratings, and I could be number one everywhere again, and they wouldn't be blocking me or attacking me. But America would end up degenerating and collapsing. So I don't even think about selling out and doing that. But at the same time, I have to cover each little piece of this and be accurate about it. Trump is the lifeboat we're in, literally. And he's not perfect, but if the lifeboat sinks, we go down with it. And again, you don't have to even listen to me. Mainline economists, futurists, trends forecasters, you name it. The world is in such debt. There is so much corruption, so much strife, so many resource issues with the globalists having a planned collapse to bring in total tyranny. They've already been winding down production innovation, except for their AI takeover. So the perfect storm is there for hell on earth. And so everybody just needs to remember, yeah, criticize Trump. But are you spending 80% of your time on it? Yeah, you are. Are you spending most of your time on trying to promote the good things he's doing and trying to fight the globalists and the left and expose the bad they're doing? Because we really should be spending our time on that, most of it. I just took Trump somewhat to the woodshed because I know he gets information back. So I'm more riding a horse, and that's what I see Trump as. Literally, he's the horse getting us there. I don't mean that as an insult. And I'm just jamming spurs into, you know, his back legs. And I got a riding crop, and I'm whooping his ass, lovingly. And by the way, I got a riding crop beating my own ass. I mean, you know, get up, get on your feet, fight. Because we're right at the heart of the battle right now. So all of us need to be digging our spurs into ourselves. All of us need to be getting a riding crop out. Man, you know, that'll wake your ass up. Take a riding crop and slap yourself hard on the thigh. Know what a horse feels. I mean, you know, open the skin up if you need to. I'm not a masochist, but at this point I am. I mean, it's like Roy Batty's dying at the end of Blade Runner, and he knows enough trauma will get him juiced up through adrenaline, so he's driving nails into his hands just so he can finish the fight. I mean, I'm there, man. I'm like pulling nails out here. I'm like, get that son of a bitch going here. All right, this is do or die time, folks. Get your game faces on. Get serious. Oh! We'll be right back on the other side. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Share those live feeds now, now, now. Massive news, what Trump's doing right, and so much more straight ahead. Plus, I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just methylene blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the methylene blue ad today because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why am I just cutting an ad about a ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just having a nice hat and spreading the word and meeting my people? That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a Crew 360 Win. I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts. And I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalist, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist, out-of-control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And I want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and ever tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changing the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you, and the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight Central Time at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Big League, that hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat, thanks to your support. You kept us afloat through it, but has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes.
It happened again. Got my cell phone turned off. I'd stuck it in the drawer next to the bedstand. And I wake up and God's tapped me on the shoulder. And I said, turn my cell phone on, right? You're going to show me you're real again, right? Yeah. Get it and turn it on. And I say out loud, 247, phone boots, which means God told me that he probably at 246, boots, 247. That's probably happened thousands of times in my life, maybe 1,000, I don't know. Over and over again. That's God's way, I guess. But that's just, and you've seen me do it on air. Predict things, exact minutes, times. It's amazing. And that's just God's way, I guess, of talking to me. You know, today is the one-year anniversary of the fake auction they had last year. The judge ordered an auction. We had groups to buy it that would keep us on air. We later sued them. I got the internal emails. The U.S. trustee of the Justice Department that intervened in my bankruptcy, where they're talking to the Democrat Party plaintiffs, and they said, we're not going to ever let him stay on air. We're just going to cancel the auction and you basically give it to you. But tell the judge in the world it was an auction. Remember all that? That auction was today, a year ago. How embarrassing for them. And a lot more has obviously come out, and a lot more is. And there is an investigation of that going on. I'll just stop there. They already know. They've been visited. But they don't care. They just go forward. And then it was tomorrow, 364 days ago, it'll be tomorrow, that they came in at 8 a.m. and shut the doors and turned the internet off and said, get out. And I said, you cancel the auction. This isn't a real auction. I'm going to go challenge it. And the judge wasn't corrupt and blocked them. So just remember what we've all been through and all the other stuff. And remember the bad guys want this off the air. And I'm about to hit all the other news. There's so much. Militarily, the economy, culturally, Islam. Big guests coming up, several big guests. Some of the great stuff Trump's doing, though, the poll numbers that we didn't need to have poll numbers. I could see it. So let me just tell you this. We are listener supported by you. And I'm obviously only going to sell you stuff that really has a great effect. You buy the Patriot t-shirts. We have the widest selection, some of the best designs, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters. Great designs, great messages, wake people up, meet like-minded people. It's a total adventure to wear it. I run people all the time that have bought the gear, and they're like, wow, this is an adventure. Somebody bought me lunch the other day, and wow, I went to Joe Rogan's comedy club and got mobbed, and wow, you weren't kidding. Yeah, I don't say stuff unless it's true, okay? Discover what it's like to be Alex Jones or Donald Trump. Wear these shirts. Wear these caps. Now, in leftist areas, you might get hit in the back of the head with a bottle, so be careful. But it's an adventure. It's like wearing a uniform in a war zone. You find out who's who. But the supplements is where I can really deliver to you. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the highest quality, highest rated bovine colostrum. If you don't know about bovine colostrum, please research it. Then know we have the best. 2,000 milligram per scoop. It's all insanely good for you. Powerful. But the ultramethylene blue, 99.9% of people feel it within 30 minutes. But its real effects are long term. Cleans out your cells, energizes your body. It just does amazing things. Over the top energy with no letdown. But the Shilajit, and Shilajit is amazing, but not all Shilajit is equal. No, it would take an hour to get into that. Research Shilajit and know we have the best. The gummies, capsules, they're delicious. They're so strong, so concentrated. It has all these natural peptides that boost testosterone in men, make your skin glow, stamina, libido, clarity. It goes on and on. And so the new flash sale for 48 hours is Shilajit gummies. Buy one, get one free, and a free hat. So buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies, big old huge bottle, pineapple flavor, natural flavor, and get one free, and get a free murdered out limited edition InfoWars ball cap, black on black, Richardson high quality hat. And this is the last day for the free hat. I should add, they're going to go 48 hours on the buy one, get one free Shilajit gummies, but this is the last day for the buy one free, or We're going to extend until tomorrow. Buy one, get one free for the Shilajit gummies. But today is the last day, this Thursday, November 13th, 2025, to get the free ball cap on top of it. That is an amazing deal. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence and haven't done it. Now is the time to take action and experience how great these products are. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, the Ultramethylene Blue. It's all there at thealexandsword.com, which I don't own and InfoWars doesn't own. That's our sponsor, Bigly, that's financing and owns the new Alex Jones Network backup system, everything else that's happening. So it's not just critical for your health and your longevity and to experience these great products, which you need to believe me and try them. They really work. It's beyond critical in keeping this transmission on the air, which the globalists dream about getting off the air. So thank you all for your past support. I want to thank those that have taken action. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence, get your skin in the game. Get on the field. Be a man in the arena, a woman in the arena. I've delivered to you on the information. We got the best batting average. Why don't you try the products? TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. I want to get into civil war. Now, notice for the last year, I've been intensely warning of this, and nobody else really was. It was like, oh, that guy's crazy. Now it's trending everywhere, hundreds of news articles a day. The left's calling for it. Joe Rogan's warning of it. Fetterman's warning of it. It's everywhere because that's what the left wants. They want violence. They want to hold the country hostage because they know not just America, but the world is waking up to them. Well, the answer to that, I'll get to some of these clips in a moment, is to not be intimidated by them, to not bow. You know, their political correctness doesn't work anymore. So now they've moved on to, when we take over, we're going to put you all in prison. Well, when you take over, you're going to take our sons away and cut their penises off. And our daughter's breast off. We already know. Those of us that are awake, but those that don't fully get it, it's time to reach out to them and really raise the alarm. Are we going to bow to these bullies? So one of the great things Trump does is dismantle this corruption. And instead of responding to the media attacking him about building a ballroom, because the White House doesn't have one, every other head of state country does, El Salvador isn't 5% as rich as us, and they got a big ballroom for 100 years. Imagine we're talking about a ballroom that employs people and, you know, building it and all of it. That's all they got, built and paid for by donors? No, Trump shouldn't respond back to all their ballroom crap. He should go after Obamacare, that Jonathan Gruber and the chief of staff for Obama, Rahm Emanuel, and his brother Ezekiel Emanuel, came up with it, all bragged. I played the clip yesterday. Thank God the voters are so stupid. This triples prices. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to screw them for the insurance companies. That's a winning issue to dismantle Obamacare, and he started by cutting off his funding 40-something days in. They choked. That's a victory. So we need to see more of this President Trump and less of the one that says the whole Jeffrey Epstein case is a hoax. Because you're not implicated, sir. So stop it. And if he was, then I wouldn't support him. So Trump literally destroys the Democrats. And people need to be reminded, hey, remember when your premiums doubled and tripled? Remember you could keep your insurance, but you couldn't? Or remember, no, all of that. This is such a fraud. So you got Mangione out killing a healthcare executive, and he's a hero of Democrats, 80%+ love him. In polls, I'm not saying kill him. My point is, why don't we talk about the kingpins that actually did this and hang that evil around the neck of the people that deserve it? So more of this Trump. Here he is.
Going to go down. It went the exact opposite with the biggest increase of any of healthcare in any country. It's a disaster. And I'm calling today for insurance companies not to be paid, but for the money, this massive amount of money, to be paid directly to the people of our country so that they can buy their own health care, which will be far better and far less expensive than the disaster known as Obamacare. And I've had I think, great support. I've even had Democrat support. So we want the money that would be going to the insurance company, which is hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, their stock prices have gone up by 1,000% in many cases, 1,000% over a short period of time, because our country stupidly pays them so much money with this Obamacare scandal. So I want the money to go directly to you, the people. And you go out and you buy your own health insurance and you'll negotiate different plans and you get much better insurance and you will be an entrepreneur for yourself. So I'm always willing to work with anyone, including the other party. We'll work on something having to do with health care. We can do a lot better. We can do great. So much money is involved. And we're willing to pay so much money to the people. So we're going to pay a lot of money to the people. They're going to go out and buy their own health care. And we're going to forget this Obamacare madness. So with all of that, I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape.
That is good, what Trump is doing right there. And that is 100% all true. And remember, this whole shutdown was about crashing the economy, but secondarily, the main reason, you know, that was public is keeping Obamacare, these massive subsidies to illegal aliens and to the insurance companies. So more of what we just saw right there, that's true. That destroys our enemies. It exposes them and it saves the country. They want us to forget about that. And Jonathan Gruber. Now here's Fetterman. And boy, is he right. The hate of the left is just exponentially 10 times worse than the quote right wing. And they're violent and they attack everybody and mostly peaceful, you know, burning things down. We need an exodus away from these people. And the way to stop their civil war is to point out they're the bad guys that want the civil war. Here's Fetterman.
You said, quote, "I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left." That is pretty remarkable to hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal. And the answer was immediate. They said, oh, blue sky, it's blue sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but the on the left, it was like they want me to die or that we're cheering for your next stroke. Or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a GIF where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my gosh,
cheering at that. Yeah, and they said that, I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down, and why did they have to save his life? Just really like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, you know, I wish he dies or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name, that's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
And just imagine, because, I mean, I'm a public figure, so I experience it a lot. I can tell you it's 100% real. Look at Charlie Kirk. Look at all of it. And that's why we said the left probably killed him. They said, we're going to kill him. We want to kill him. They celebrated him dying. And then we see a weird FBI cover-up, so God knows what's going on. It's just crazy. But these are people that inherently love to be slaves. They don't care Obama's on record with Gruber and the Emanuels riding Obamacare to triple their prices and rape them. They don't even want to remember they got raped by it because most of them don't even have jobs. Don't even know. They just want to death threat Trump and Fetterman and me and everybody else because we're against it. That's all they got. And again, Mangione killing the healthcare executive. Okay, well, he's a healthcare executive. How about what the Democratic Party did? And I'm not saying kill him. I'm just saying you guys are crazy. And all these free deals you think you're going to get, you're never going to get them. You never do get them. Communism isn't a failure. It's a system to enslave people, to give away their rights to be in a collective run by overlords that exempt themselves from the communism. So here's Joe Rogan a few days ago. Scary. Joe Rogan warns America is on its way to a bona fide civil war. And we got Woody Harrelson, who I know well, been friends with him, been in some movies with him. Woody means well, but you know, he's on TV. Woody Harrelson fantasizes about murdering President Trump with cyanide. Woody's dad died in prison for assassinating a federal judge, the 243, from 400 yards out in San Antonio. And according to E. Howard Hunt and other people I know I interviewed before they died, Woody Harrelson's dad was Dealey Plaza, pull triggers. So when you got Woody Harrelson, kind of a thoroughbred, you know, from, let's just say, royalty of assassination, it's something you should worry about, Woody, if something happens to Trump. Remember, Woody, you went on Saturday Night Live and exposed Big Pharma and the cartel and the poison. And Trump was somewhat involved, but the Democrats 10 times worse. So come on, Woody. Stop it. Don't become your father, and don't promote those type of ideals, all right? Not a good thing, Woody. I like it, Woody. So, by the way, a spit image of his dad, who was arrested in Dealey Plaza, by the way, then let go of the Dallas police, along with E. Howard Hunt in the railway car. But let's go ahead and play the clip of Rogan, and then let's go into Woody Harrelson.
And a respected narrative. PBS, very respected. BBC, very respected. Like, from because of the past. And it just got infected by zombies. They just made their way through that gates. And they took over the staff. Blue hair.
What's next?
There's a rejection of that. But the scary part is what we usually do is we do something like that and then we overcorrect. Right? And then we go like white nationalists. We're all Christian. Get rid of the Muslims. You know what I mean? Like it gets scary when there's like hardcore ideological conflict because people push back. Oh, you want to know what a bitch is? I'll show you a fucking bitch, right? You know, and then that's what people are doing on the left and the right. And the ultimate expression of that is obviously Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk gets shot and people are celebrating. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want people to die that you disagree with? Like, where are we right now on the scale of one to civil war? Where are we? Are we at seven? Because I thought we were five. I thought we were like four or five. But after the Charlie Kirk thing, I'm like, oh, we might be like seven. This might be like step seven on the way to a bona fide civil war. As soon as you start like regular people celebrating somebody getting murdered in front of their wife and kid on television in front of the whole world, as soon as you celebrate that, like, man, you're in dark territory. You're in dark territory. And if the worst thing you could say about that guy is that he said some things I disagree with, and you're celebrating that he got shot in the neck in front of the world? Whoa. And you work at an insurance company? This is nuts. And you thought it was okay to say that on Instagram? This is nuts. This is nuts. Like, what are you guys on? Like, what's happening here?
Estrogen pills.
I think it's Adderall.
Adderall.
I think there's a lot of folks out there, high productivity folks, that are on amphetamines.
Yeah.
I used to dream about being a Secret Service agent, but then that passed when I realized the character that I liked on television was actually an actor playing a Secret Service agent. But luckily, I didn't become a Secret Service agent. I'd be having to protect Donald Trump right now, and that just wouldn't sit well.
You would have a very big job right now to do.
Yeah, I'd be wanting to slip him some cyanide instead of jumping in front of a bullet. I shouldn't say these things.
You should not be saying
these things. Okay, well, I guess.
No.
Well, there's
no, not when your dad's a famous CIA top assassin. Probably don't want to be saying that stuff, Woody. Not good. Not good at all. Charles Harrelson. And I've interviewed more people than anybody. I've interviewed three of the people that were there with Charles Harrelson. And I'm told that big Zapruder film, that Harrelson's one got that shot. None of them were exactly sure because they shot him full of holes. It wasn't just three bullets at him, a whole bunch. Triangulation, that's the key. So I think when old Woody makes comments like that, that's not good, Woody. Because, like, if your dad's the top racehorse at killing people, well, we know, you know, that stuff passes on. You kind of got the wild eyes. Makes you really believable as a tough guy in the movies. That you need to dial that back, sonny boy. Need to dial it back. And I like Woody. But trying to win points with the Democrats and the liberals talking about killing Trump. Not a good thing, Woody. Hey, what do you think happens if somebody does poison him with cyanide, Woody? We don't want Woody to end up dying in federal prison like his daddy for assassinating judges. All right, I'm going to start the next hour. Elijah Schaefer, I've read the lawsuit. In fact, guys, make sure he sends it to you. I read it on his gray zone. Cash Patel's girlfriend is suing. And this is a lot bigger than Elijah Schaefer. This is the model of FBI lawfare. It came out the FBI under the Democrats was behind the suits against me. He didn't even say that Cash Patel's girlfriend is a Mossad agent, which I don't see evidence of and don't think is the case. He just simply posted a photo of the two together. And then they said in the lawsuit, well, you've criticized Israel before, so that's why we're suing you. What? But you got to watch out. They'll pick the judge. They'll default you like me. It won't matter you didn't do anything. They'll just say you did. You know, next, you know, in my case, they'll say he was peeing on people's graves or something. So that's coming up. We'll spend some time with him on that and other big issues, the big Tucker fallout. And then I've got all this military, all this economic, all this Islamic takeover news. We'll be right back. Today's the last day. Any order, thealexandthestore.com. Get the free murder.infowars app.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, war's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building, and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.